Hey, good evening. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Seems like it's been a little bit too long, Rochelle.
It's been a little bit too long. We're getting kind of rusty, I think.
Guess what I learned over the last week?
What?
Ich hau Jan Vau?
No.
Fuck!
You're so close. Try one more time.
Ich hau Jan Vau?
You switched the last ones.
Ich fun hau Jan. Fuck! I had it like. Okay. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Ich hau fun yao.
Ich hau fun yao.
Yeah.
All right. Which means.
So, ich means I in Dutch.
Yeah.
How, that means I, so how is love of you, and yao is you.
Okay. 1 week, and that's what I learned. Listeners.
Yay, Eric, that's amazing that you memorized that.
I've been trying so hard. Listeners, subscribe to our show for free from our website, or go to iTunes, look for Tip Tap Tip, and go in there and click on the subscribe button. We're also on the Stitcher app, which is available for your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry type phones. There you can always catch up on us like magic. When we have an episode, just go to the Stitcher app. Whoop, there we are. Just like that. We also broadcast our show live when we do it, which is Wednesdays and Sundays Calgary time. If you're confused, just go to our website. It has a little timer, says next show in boop, 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 boop. So-and-so minutes. Right?
That's cool.
Yeah. Because I do the things. We're back. We were off for a week. We had another thing going on. It's been like a couple weeks where we've just been...
doing some camping.
Out of town for one reason or another. Previous week was a wedding. This week it was a sort of family... reunion camping thing, which we've done a couple of years in the past. If you want to check our other episodes around this time of the year in the previous years, you'll see exactly what we're talking about.
Yep.
Didn't get sunburned. You know why?
We've been doing the family reunion camping trip now for 22 years.
Holy shit.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that is a lot of things.
It's pretty awesome.
22 years.
Yeah. Same place, same campground, same time every year.
I ran out of space pretty quick. It's getting pretty cramped.
It is getting pretty cramped.
People keep going.
But it works so fine because people come and go throughout that time. So, yeah, it's good.
All right. Rochelle.
What?
Ask me about the new Mac OS operating system.
Are you serious? How am I supposed
just
to
Just ask me. Ask me.
Eric, what's going on with that new crazy...
I don't give a fuck. Rochelle, ask me about Google Plus.
Eric, do you like Google Plus?
I don't give a shit.
Is this like your new your new thing? You just don't care?
Remember about 3 weeks ago, I was really stoked because about half an hour before showtime.
I know, you were like, well, Google Plus is coming out. Blah, blah.
I don't know. Like I'm guessing my patience for new social media type things is just kind of wearing thin. It seems 1 week or after another, it's like, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. This is awesome. Do this, do this. I was playing around with Google Plus for a couple of weeks, and I'm sure it will evolve into something totally awesome, but I'm just like, it's a thing. I have to pay attention to it. I have to keep on top of things. My day is too busy, Rochelle. You know, checking one thing or another. Twitter's hard enough.
You know, and it's just not really in your personality to be social like that.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I know exactly what
you're saying. No, not that. No, I'm not saying you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You just don't, you know.
It's one extra thing.
You're a private person.
Well, everybody likes to share.
You're a private dancer.
But everybody likes to share cat videos and stupid shit. And I don't know, it's just one extra thing I had to worry about. Maybe I'll wait a few months. I still have my Google Plus account. I haven't deleted
it. Oh my goodness, one of my clients was talking about it, and he just kept on going on and on and on. He's like, Google Plus is so awesome. Like, you know, I can, like, you know, link it to my Picasso, whatever that thing is. I can link it to all my other things and just like manage everything from my Google Plus account. And I'm like, oh, so it's like Facebook? And he's like, no, it's so much better than Facebook. It's not even funny.
We have somebody in our live chat, Saturday Morning Poke, who's actually calling us out on a tweet that I just did right before the show where I claimed we were Calgary's best podcast. Let me clarify.
Oh, you know what? We did that when we did, what was it, episode number one?
let me just clarify. We are Calgary's best podcast that does not feature music. The one that does feature music on a regular basis is Saturday Morning Poke, which is Calgary's best podcast, which features music on a regular basis.
Oh,
everybody's happy.
You need to specify that shit when you put it on Twitter, don't you?
There's only 140 characters, Rochelle.
Oh, well, good excuse.
So, you can only say so much.
It's not my fault. There's only 140 characters.
I can only say certain things. Anyways, back to Google Plus. So somebody at the salon was saying that it's like the best thing since...
because he has all these things. Like, he has Gmail, he has that Picasso thing, he has the iTunes Music or something like that.
Sure.
You know, like, he said that all he can manage all of that stuff on his Google Plus account. So he's like, it just made sense for me to do that.
It's new. It does things. People post cat pictures.
I haven't even looked at it yet.
I'll let you know when it's ready. I'll give you the heads up. Our last episode was a bit of a thing.
Well, because I told you, like, I promise you, in maybe like 3 or 4 months,
yeah,
I'm going to delete myself from the internet.
I was thinking about that.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the jump. I'm going to do the Facebook suicide.
Go for it. You know what's going to happen, though, right?
What?
I'm going to be unmarried to you.
You're
going to
be divorced or something?
I'm going to be unmarried to you on Facebook, and then I'm going to have to explain to a lot of people.
We'll do it. We'll do it simultaneously.
Apparently, though, I was reading that there is a way for Google Pages, which we have for Facebook Pages, that there's a way to do it so you can sign up as a business. You don't need an actual account to take care of it, which would be fantastic.
What?
Because you
for
know,
Google Plus?
No, for sorry, I'm confused. For Facebook, rather. Because you know we have our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/tiptaptipshow.
Yeah.
But I guess there's a way that you can sign up or transfer your page over so that you don't need a personal account to manage it, right? Which means we can both commit Facebook and Facebook ourselves on the same day.
Yeah, because you never even go to your personal Facebook thing.
I really don't give a shit. It's like,
all you ever do is poke me, and it's like, Eric has poked Rochelle. And then I'm like, Rochelle's going to poke Eric.
And Eric
is going to poke Rochelle. Rochelle's going to poke Eric. That's like all you ever do.
That's all I ever do.
It's so lame.
I see that you've
It's like, I want to end this shit. End it.
I think you effectively have, because I haven't received a poke back in a while, Rochelle.
Yeah, because I'm getting sick of it now.
I thought that was cute and it's sort of endearing.
Yeah, maybe like the first 3 times, but now it's like the 10th time.
More like 30th.
Yeah. First time I was like,
oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, do I have to fucking do this again? Jeez. Anyways, back to our last episode, which I listened back to it because it was a bit, okay, I may have gone a little bit crazy on that episode.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to it back. And
did anybody say anything?
No.
Maybe people haven't listened to it yet.
It's been out a week. Do yourselves a favor. If you want to see Eric go off the deep end, listen to episode 255. It's a doozy.
Yeah, Eric turned into an asshole.
I turned into something. I thought it was funny.
Asshole.
The reaction that I've gotten from those who have listened to it that I've talked to in person have been as crazy, but also kind of funny. So I think it's our best episode. I'll put that right out there.
I didn't really like it.
Did you listen back to it?
No, I didn't listen back to it. But I didn't like it because I thought that you were seriously mad at me.
I was laughing, though. the whole time.
I know, but sometimes...
Sometimes I get weird.
I wasn't sure.
Anyways,
I kept on trying not to turn it into a fight, like a real fight.
But then I just didn't stop.
But then you just didn't stop, and I was like, oh my goodness, am I going to have to hit him?
Maybe then.
Which, of course, I don't abuse my husband, so.
No. People probably thought that we're on the brink of collapse of that show. But anyways, check it out. Do yourself a favor. Want to see me go?
No, I'm pretty sure we made it clear in the end.
Well, we did a whole fucking 45 minutes afterwards. So yeah. I think that worked out.
I'm like, Eric, I'm leaving right now. Do the show. Fuck yourself.
You fuck you and fuck your stupid show, piece of shit. And then, yeah, fun. So, I surprisingly did not sunburn myself over the weekend.
Yeah, that's because I lathered you. Or no, slathered you.
I think you just put it on properly. It's the,
Yeah. Because I put sunscreen on you. You didn't put sunscreen on yourself. Because
when I put it on myself...
See, if you had to take care of yourself, you would be, super, super, super burned right now, and you'd be picking your skin off like you did last time.
Yeah, that was fun. I love picking it off.
It's so gross.
It's fun. You know, granted, you have to go through a bit of pain, but the payoff is fucking awesome.
You just like picking your own skin off.
It's
right?
Just fun. It's like, skin, I'm peeling you off.
Yeah, skin looks kind of cool when it's like...
It's like, you know, when you're in elementary school, you put glue on, like the Elmer's glue on your hand. You waited for it
to... Well, see, why don't you just do that then? Then it doesn't have to go through that pain part.
But I can't dip my whole body in glue.
That would be so gross. If you dipped even like the parts on you where you're really hairy, wouldn't that hurt a lot to like peel Elmer's glue off your...
I don't think Elmer's glue, because it's not super, super sticky. It'd be fun. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I think it would hurt. I think it would kind of feel like a Band-Aid, like pulling a Band-Aid off slowly off of a hairy arm. That would hurt.
Hey, listeners, just throwing this out to the tip-tap-tip audience. If you happen to have a human-sized vat of glue kicking around the garage, not doing anything, give me a call or let me know, info@tiptaptip.com. I could have a little bit of fun. It would be awesome.
Don't you think that people are just thinking that you're just going to sniff it?
Not in that amount. That's just,
no, in that amount. Doesn't it just sound like that?
In that amount, that's...
It's like, if you have a human-sized vat of glue, I'm going to take it, and then I'll go sit in it so I can get super high.
Yeah, actually, that problem.
It's like, instead of just having a little bag you stick up to your nose, you're actually going to sit in it.
Yeah.
And that's what it's, yeah.
All right, so...
Your secret's out, Eric.
What, that...
You
that,
sniff glue.
I sniff glue? Yeah. That's how I'm so interesting?
Yeah.
It's not just because of my sparkling personality? Ik hou van jou. Ik hou.
The way that you say it, it totally sounds like Chinese.
Ik hou van jou. How do I, like, what do I put the stress on?
Ik hou van jou. Ik hou van jou.
Ik hou van jou.
I love you.
Thank you, darling.
Dank u, Maisha.
Dank u, Maisha.
It's more like, thank you, girl, but I don't know how to say darling.
I'm learning things on the internet. Like, I've started taking Dutch lessons. Can you believe that?
You started it?
Yeah, I listened to about half of one today.
Cool.
Sounds a bit like this.
Het kerkplein is niet hier.
And then you have to say it?
How does she say, but Park Square is here?
Come on, genius.
Maar het parkplein is hier.
I don't know everything.
Say thank you, ma'am.
What?
Danku.
Danku, mevrouw.
Aha. Uh-huh.
A little later, you stop another passerby and ask, excuse me, ma'am, where is Park Street?
Where is Park Street, smartass? Come on.
Pardon, mevrouw. Waar is de Parkstraat?
I totally knew that.
All right.
I totally knew that.
Sure you did. Sure you did.
What did he say again?
You asking me?
Waar is de Parkstraat?
I can put that on your iPod later. You can have all...
I do. I totally will listen to that. And then I'll be talking to myself everywhere in Dutch.
We can ask each other where Park Street is and stuff.
Thank you. Is that the number? That's the number one. It's the easiest one.
Yeah, there's.
And then it just kind of goes harder and harder and harder.
You learn more. You learn more.
Can you do that? Can you get that for like any language?
There's a variety of different languages I've seen. I remember taking one.
What's like the most bizarre language to learn?
You asking me? I don't know. Look, oh, I did.
Let's learn Australian.
What the fuck you talking?
I'm just joking.
Oh dear. Now, several years ago, I took the same types of lessons for Japanese, and that was hard.
Yeah, that would be really hard.
I don't remember a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Because I just kind of learned it. I listened to it on my iPod on the way, on the bus ride back from work. I had my little Japanese to English dictionary. I'd always kind of look it up. It's a nice dictionary because it had swear words in it. Also good. But then
Very practical.
But then I gave that to an ex-girlfriend. Trying to be cool. Never got it back. And also, I didn't get back my Jacques Brel CD. Also very.
Yeah. Why do you give people stuff?
Because I thought that I would be reciprocated in the term in with sex. Basically.
Oh, and you weren't at all?
It depends what you define as sex, right?
Oh, okay. That's oral sex, Eric.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for telegraphing my clever sign language.
I like that sign language, though. It's funny.
Still don't have my
Do butt. It again.
Oh, I guess it's the price you pay, I guess. But I don't know. Like, have you ever given anything to any ex-boyfriends and never seen it again? Everybody has. Or have you ever received something from an ex-boyfriend and just not given it back?
No, I never really. No, I can't think of anything.
You're just perfect.
No, it's because I haven't had very many boyfriends.
Or you've selectively erased your memory so that.
And that too.
That nothing existed before me. Right?
Exactly, Eric. Okay. I've only ever been with you.
Okay.
One of my boyfriends gave me, he bought me some pretty awesome presents. For when I was, 18.
Yeah.
Bought me a stereo.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty sweet. That was like $300 stereo.
Nice.
I know. And that was after maybe 6 months of dating or something.
How much longer did you wait until you broke up with this person? I'm just wondering, like, did you get the stereo and said, okay, yeah, got it now. And you're out of here.
And then he bought me a lava lamp.
Oh yeah, I remember that from your old place. Do you still have that, or we checked it out?
I donated it.
Okay, I remember in Rochelle's first apartment.
Did I have it in there?
I remember that. I do remember that.
Oh.
Yeah, that when Rochelle and I first started dating, I remember that because it had the single bed, which we somehow crammed ourselves into night after night.
Man. Well, at least we know, Eric, if necessary, we could, sleep in a single bed and live in a one-bedroom apartment.
There's no going back. Oh, my goodness. That was tough.
That's how people live in Europe.
Two people in a single bed.
Everybody does it there.
You're fucking lying.
Overseas, small, small beds.
I think they maybe have queen size.
I'm joking.
What do we have?
No,
now?
But like their places are really small. Like if people who live in Amsterdam live in like one bedroom apartments.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
All right. Speaking of European people, a Swedish man caught trying to split atoms at home.
What?
Everybody has a hobby, right, Rochelle? A Swedish man who was arrested after trying to split atoms in his kitchen. Said Wednesday he was only trying to do it as a hobby. Richard Handel said that he had the radioactive elements radium, americium, and uranium in his apartment in southern Sweden when police showed up and arrested him on charges of unauthorized possession of nuclear material. The 31-year-old Handel said that he tried for months to set up a nuclear reactor at home and kept a blog about his experiments, probably why they found you out and arrested you.
Yeah.
You don't have to put everything on the internet. Describing how he created a small meltdown on his stove. Only later, Did he realize it might not be legal and sent a question to Sweden's... Okay, maybe this is how they caught him. Only later did he realize it might not be legal and sent a question to Sweden's radiation authority, which answered by sending the police. I've always been interested in physics and chemistry, Handel said, adding he just wanted to see if it's possible to split atoms at home. The police raid took place in late July, but police have refused to comment. If convicted, Handel could face fines up to 2 years in prison. Although he says police didn't detect dangerous levels of radiation in his apartment, he now acknowledges the project wasn't such a good idea. From now on, I will stick to the theory, he said. So.
Yeah, couldn't he have, like, blown up the whole city?
Yeah, there's a number of different...
Isn't that really fucking dumb? Like, for somebody who's as smart enough to figure out how to even come close to splitting an atom, isn't it pretty fucking dumb to try and do it in your place?
Yeah, just
in your home?
It just shows that there's a big difference between being smart and being wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because while he had, obviously had the technical know-how to, do this stuff, why? Like, at what point in your mind is, you know, do you go, well, I'm just going to experiment in things which have been known in the past to kill tens of thousands of people. I'm going to do this in my kitchen.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're lucky that he ended up, like, phoning them.
Yeah. Like
the cops. It could have been way worse.
Can you get, I guess, well, can he get off on stupid? Is that a technicality?
No, can he go to an insane asylum or something?
I don't know.
You know, like, that's just like, whoa, you're crazy.
Yep.
You're nuts.
Well, just next time make cookies or something. Just, you know, if you
next
feel...
time, just make a mini volcano with baking soda and vinegar.
It's almost as fun.
Boom! And little people, explosion in your kitchen. Kind of cool.
People don't die, and you don't get radiation poisoning afterwards.
Yeah.
Everybody wins. And you have a nice volcano.
Yeah.
It's good. anyways, speaking of crazy.
Strong Cell Place and Fired.
Hi, my name is Brandon. Some kid in a banana costume just tackled my mascot.
There is a banana at large in Strongsville.
Is your mascot okay?
The kid just came up and, like, just speared him.
Brandon Parham is the manager of the Wireless Center on Pearl Road. Last week, he witnessed their mascot, a gorilla, getting jumped.
A kid just emerged out of the bushes, out of nowhere, in a banana costume, and started sprinting as quickly as he possibly could at our gorilla.
Certainly an unappealing attack on the ape.
The kid in mid
air. Oh, yeah, because you can't not have a pun in stories like this. It was an appealing attack.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's more puns coming up.
They're flying like this, like something like a Spartan from 300, kind of. Except he was a banana.
After the attack, the banana then split.
Oh, you guys were so clever. Holy shit. I crap my pants.
She's probably thinking to herself, why the fuck am I reading this shit? Like, who the fuck writes this?
No, she's thinking, if I say it really, really well, maybe I can get an acting job like I really want.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl wrote, and he wasn't alone.
He just kept running with a few other kids. And the gorilla just got back up and adjusted his head and just kept waving his sign around.
Okay, we'll send somebody down to check around south of your store for a kid dressed in a banana costume.
The gorilla will recover. As for the wireless center, they think the whole situation is...
bizarre, I guess. Not normal of the food chain. I mean, that's not really how it works, right? The gorilla should have won.
Yeah.
In Strongsville, Melissa Reed, Fox 8 News.
There you go. Okay,
what I don't get is Verizon is a phone company.
Yeah.
What the fuck does a gorilla have to do with a phone
no,
company?
No, but, like, you know, there's these stores which sell, like, a number of different wireless things. You know, there's these independent...
Yeah, I know. Why? What does a gorilla have to do with it?
These independent stores. They're just trying to get people...
Why not a clown?
Why not one of those waving inflatable dudes that just go...
Yeah, I like those things.
Everybody likes those things.
Those things are so cool. I could watch them forever.
I want to dance like those guys. Just wave my arms around.
You'd like smack everybody in the head around you. You know what I saw on 17th Ave is like there's this guy who kind of juggles or
spins a sign, right?
Yeah, that thing.
The chicken guy by the Rosencrown?
I don't know. No, it was some young kid on 17th, like by the park, Mount Royal Park.
Don't know.
And it was for Quiznos.
What's he doing? Just spin this sign, going, "Hey."
Yeah, and like, but spinning it on his back and doing fancy guys, tricks with it.
Yeah, those guys know all the tricks with the signs. Just,
yeah.
Was he dressed in any particular costume?
No.
All right. You know, leave it to people to do.
Pulling out all the stunts, hey, to sell shit.
Well,
get his stunts because he like doing tricky things.
I like the banana jokes better. split banana. It's like the news
it's
racist.
Too easy with a banana though. Like
oh yeah, it's like oh let me think. Wow, it looks like the banana went ape shit on that gorilla. There you go. Looks like. Looks like the banana
got peeled.
Yeah, or fuck. I don't know. Man dies after snorting powder found while fishing. Thomas Swindle was fishing with his brother, Kenneth Swindle, on Wednesday afternoon when the two found a package thought by the brothers to be a ketal brick of cocaine and brought it aboard their boat. Not sure what to do with the package, the brothers tossed it in a bait well and continued fishing. Right? Kenneth Swindle told detectives he noticed his brother opening the package and snorting some of its contents. About an hour and a half later, Thomas Swindle started acting strangely, running around the boat and throwing items, including a cell phone and VHF radio, overboard. At one point, Thomas Swindle took the cover off the engine and struck it with a fishing gaff and damaged it, authorities said. To protect his brother, Kenneth Swindle threw the package and all sharp items off the boat. With no way to call for help, Kenneth Swindle flagged down a neighboring boat. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission personnel responded, taking the men to shore. As of the time of this article, no one knows what the contents of those mystery powder was that made this one brother go completely crazy.
Why didn't they test it?
Why didn't the brothers...
Why didn't they test it afterwards to see what it was?
They tested it, but at the time of this writing, the results had not come back.
They shouldn't have wrote the story then.
I know.
Come on.
Get with it.
I want to know.
It was banana
speed?
Powder. I'm just a throwback to the previous article.
Oh.
Hey.
So, but the guy died? The brother died?
He fucking died. You know, he finds his brick of mystery white powder, snorts it, thinking, "Oh, it's coke. Good times. I'm gonna get totally high and fish." Because having cocaine and fishing apparently is pretty awesome, according. But
yeah, I can't see how those two things would go together.
Not awesome is wrecking the radio that the other brother can use to communicate for help, and damaging the engine so he can't drive back.
It's brutal.
Well, I guess life has a way of sorting itself out. Yep. People doing things. This is a story about a pair of Bulgarians, not the ones that we know, but another group of Bulgarian who found something in their apartment when they were in the United States.
These tenants are pointing to what they say is a hidden camera someone placed in their bathroom aimed right at the shower. The tenants block the camera's view with a piece of paper.
In the bathroom, you take a shower, you make everything. This is, I'm sure that if there is a camera, this is the idea to show us somewhere naked and to show what we make in the bathroom.
22-year-old Vanya Sumakuvara and 23-year-old Relitsa Dizambazova point out another video camera attached to a wall in their bedroom. The cables run down to the floor underneath the carpet. The tenants are from Bulgaria and say they've been living in the Tampa apartment for about 2 months.
This is terrible. I never expected that this thing will happen to me or to my friend. We just came here to spend one summer in the United States to work here.
The tenants say there's hidden cameras inside every bedroom of this apartment, and some of them look like smoke detectors. But a quick check of the serial number inside reveals this is a camera. The tenants say they followed the camera's cables to a locked-up closet. They broke the lock off and say they found that the cameras were feeding into a closed-circuit TV box that was connected to a Wi-Fi router. The tenants found the elaborate hidden camera system a few days ago and called the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Detectives confirm they're investigating a video voyeur case.
I'm feeling very bad, but I'm sure that if the right people knows for this, they have to make something to this to not happen for the other girls and the other people from different countries who come here.
I just want to know what happened with our video. I want to know the whole story because now I don't know.
And they want the person who's been secretly watching them to be punished. In Hillsborough County, Josh Rojas, Bay News 9.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. And how would you figure it out? Because it just looks like a smoke detector. And the other ones, they just look like the motion sensor things, like for security.
Yeah. Well, apparently they put on their detective hats and figured it out.
Well, I mean, the minute there's a door that's locked with a...
padlock with wires going there,
yeah, then that would definitely make me question what the fuck's going on. That's nuts.
Yeah.
And you know what the thing is, like, the videos of them are probably online somewhere.
Can't get rid of them,
and it's too late now probably.
That's why I have a rule.
What?
And I'm gonna say this to you right now: no sex tapes. It's no sex tapes.
Yeah, I already know that. I think we agreed on that.
It's just things have a way of getting out.
Yeah.
One way or another. You can get.
With the internet, it's like, you know, you don't do anything like that.
And besides, no one looks good on a sex tape.
Yeah. But even before the internet, I think it was probably still pretty iffy.
What? The...
Oh, sex tapes, naked pictures, stuff like that. Like, you could still get out there.
No one looks their best. Like, you know, do a...
How do you know? How many sex tapes have you made?
I haven't made any.
Well, then, there you go. How do you know that? Because you watch so many?
No, I remember watching the...
Pamela Anderson one?
Yeah, I think everybody's watched that. You've watched that one, right?
No, I haven't.
It's on a boat. Whatever. And the Paris Hilton one. I think that's about it. That one's stupid. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, isn't that one, like, really dark? You can't even see
it. Yeah, a lot of it's, like, night vision and green. She looks like a fucking alien because the way that the night vision affects the pupils, it just looks like big black orbs in her eyes.
Gross.
And it's Paris Hilton. Also gross.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you just gotta watch these things. See what the big fuss is about. A whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, I never really watched that stuff.
Yep.
Celebrities that I couldn't give a shit about? Meh. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. Stuff! Here's the thing. School found using bomb as bell. This is a story which I've been sitting on for a while.
What?
School found using bomb as a bell. That's right. I've been sitting on this article for a while. It's been sent in by a listener of ours, Kelvin, who often sends us in stuff. Mine awareness team in Uganda was horrified to find an unexploded bomb being used as a bell when they visited a school to teach children how to spot bombs. All right. So,
a student was learning how to spot bombs, and then he was like, but that bell over there is a bomb?
No, like a group of people go from school to school, and they teach people how to, like, look up for bombs. Because I guess there's a lot of unexploded bombs because of previous wars and so on. Anyways, they went there.
What country is this?
Uganda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they go there going, okay, we'll teach the kids some things. And they notice that the school bell to call the children in was an unexploded bomb. Ding, 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 ding. Its head was still active, which means that if it's hit by a stronger force, it would explode instantly and cause untold destruction in the area. a mine awareness official said.
Bye, Saturday morning, Poke.
Okay. This is the second bomb that the anti-mine network have found in a Ugandan school in the last 6 months. Another was found by being used by children at lunchtime as a toy to, and put away in the storeroom during lessons. Yeah. It's a fun toy, huh?
That's fucked up.
It's,
I don't get that. Why would you do that? Isn't it obvious what a bomb looks like?
Maybe there's different types of bombs. Like the types of bombs.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there's
like, you know, it's a black sphere with like a thing, fuse coming out the top, blows up. Oh, sure.
No, that's from cartoons, Eric.
Oh, no, that's from Angry Birds. The things that blow up and stuff.
I don't think bombs look like that.
Did they ever look like that? Is that just a cartoon thing?
Maybe they must... like maybe they looked like that back in like pirate days.
Yeah.
When they shoot them from a cannon.
Apparently they look like school bells now. Who knew? Who knew?
Maybe they're just like, this is a big, big chunk of metal, and it dings really nicely.
I'm sure it makes a fantastic ding. Like, you know, ding, 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 but they're probably just hitting it with a thing. Ding, 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 ding.
So bad.
That could have been trouble. That could have been trouble. All right. Speaking of trouble, speaking of people who have trouble, speaking of people who should know better, here's some things that people are doing, which is not too smart.
Desperate and sick people in Indonesia trying a dangerous cure, hoping for miracles. The highly unusual and potentially deadly form of therapy is taking the country by storm. People lie on train tracks, waiting to be rattled by the electric currents. They believe that this electric therapy, and that's what it's called, can help cure various diseases. The currents in the rails can be so powerful it can cause involuntary muscle spasms. Pseudo-medical treatments are wildly popular in many parts of Asia. Despite the risks, a dedicated few still lie on the tracks and have no plans of stopping. They say it remains the best and most affordable treatment available to them.
I don't really know what to say. That's like so dangerous.
What can you say? This...
I guess when you see a train coming, you just jump up.
Yeah, that's exactly what people have been doing. They get on there enough.
Because you'd have to be on the tracks when the train is nearby in order to hear the vibrations or feel the vibrations.
Right? Yeah, and get the bit of the current.
Fuck. That's weird.
You okay?
No, I just started feeling kind of gross.
Okay. If you need to wrap up the show, we can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to cut this short, but that's okay. We're going to be back on Sunday because that's what we do when we're not getting sick. You okay, baby?
I think I'm going
to
puke.
Okay. Well, don't do that because we have a show to finish. Sorry. Actually, you know what? I'll finish the show and you go lie down and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, thanks for listening. It's been a Tip Tap Tip with Eric and Michelle Barbershop. Bye. Thanks for listening. We have a website. It's called TipTapTip.com. You go there and you can do a lot of things. Like you can check out our episodes. You can comment on our episodes. Also has links to our Twitter and our Facebook. Not Google Plus, because that hasn't been done yet. But if you like to do that, that's there for you. We also have shirts on our site. A number of different varieties and styles, including our original bright red logo, and now our new ghosted, gray, sexy, secret logo. It's fantastic. If you like the show a lot, you can do the best thing in the world for us, the super best thing, the most awesome thing in the world. What's that you're asking? I'll tell you. Just tell your friends about the show. Pass the word along. Tell them it's great. And tell them to listen. Okay? Let them know that they should listen and go to our website. And tell them to tell their neighbors. And their neighbors' neighbors. Spread the word. It's like a pyramid scheme. It all leads back to us and making the show better. We appreciate it if you would. There you go. So that being said, thanks for listening. We're glad to be back to regular schedule. And we'll catch you on Sunday. My name is Eric. Rochelle's in the other room, hopefully feeling a little bit better. But anyways, talk to you later. Bye.